Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the nephew is here for today's prank phone call. What's on the menu for today, Neff? What you got?
And this one right here is, you've been wearing my clothes.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at that.
You've been wearing my clothes. I can assure you, mine more stupid than yours. I can rest assured. Okay? Now, so don't try to put your letter up against my prank. I promise you, mine more stupid than that.
Oh, we know.
Here we go. Let's go, cat dog. You have been wearing my clothes. All right? All mine's clear? Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Wilson.
Yeah, this is Wilson.
Hey, you own the cleaners over on, right?
Yeah, that's me. How may I help you?
How long y'all been over there? How many years y'all been over there on?
Man, we've been here about 15 years, man. I've been there a long time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. How may I help you?
My name's Donnie, man. I'm sorry. My name's Donnie. You always been the owner there?
Man, I started this thing, about 15 years ago. Got all my own equipment, everything. We do everything in-house, so you ain't got to worry about going nowhere. You got the clothes off here, and I made sure we take care of everything right here in-house, man.
Okay. Well, listen, man, the reason why I call, I've actually been bringing my clothes to you for about a year now. My name is Donnie.
Oh, you have? Donnie, huh? I don't remember. I know I would be coming here. I know your face, though.
You probably know me when you see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably know when you see. But listen, here's where I had a problem. And I came in about last week sometime. I think it was last Thursday. I came in to get my clothes I had dropped off. And now I had brought some clothes probably about 3 weeks before that.
Uh-huh.
And when I got home, 3 weeks before, when I got home with them clothes, I realized I was missing a shirt. And I was like, I don't know where my shirt is. I couldn't find it. So now, just last week when I came back to pick up some clothes, and this was, I don't want to raise no havoc in your store or nothing, but when I looked at you, you was actually the person that took my money and gave me my clothes. Mm-hmm. But when I looked closer at you, I realized you actually had on my shirt.
What?
No. I had to go on and count to 10. I went on out to my car and I said, I'm not going to wait and calm down. But you was actually standing there giving me my clothes, but you had on my shirt too.
You could have counted to 20. You ain't seen me in your shirt. I mean, have you left your clothes up here longer than 30 days?
Okay, wait. Hold on. What are you saying? If people leave their stuff longer than 30 days, you start wearing it?
Now, hold on. I ain't wore nobody's shirt. Hold on, Donnie.
We quit all this lying about you. You ain't wore nobody's shirt because you put your hands on.
Listen, let me tell you something, man. I mean, I work every day. I work hard. And I buy my own shirt. I mean, I ain't got to wear nobody's shirt. As a matter of fact, I was just saying because you said that you felt like I held your shirt. I ain't worn nobody's shirt, but...
Okay, well, now I got a partner coming there.
The only time something come up missing is if it's been here 30 days. We ain't taking nobody's clothes.
But listen, I got a friend. He bring his stuff over there, too, and he tell me he has some pants missing, and he come in there one day and swear he think you had his pants on.
Who is it? He lied. Let me tell you, hold on, bro. I don't know who you are, man.
You got my shirt on and his pants on. This is ridiculous, man. Is you creating your own wardrobe with people's stuff?
Look, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I done told you I ain't wearing nobody else's shirt. Don't call me and insult my integrity, tell me I done wore somebody else's shirt. I don't have to wear your shirt. I got
now, what kind of cleaners you got, man, that you clean people's stuff, but then you wear it around the cleaners?
I don't have to wear a thing of nobody around no cleaners. I got my own. You must not been up here yourself. Do you see the uniforms we wear up here? That's how you know my name. Say Wilson on my uniform, man.
I know it say Wilson on it, but why
well,
is
you, ain't
you
see me
wearing other people's stuff, Mr. Wilson?
Look at man, look at. I'm a Christian, bro. Listen, I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't appreciate nobody calling me. You can tell you can inquire, and we can get this fixed, you know, figured out. But don't call here saying that you seen me wearing your shirt.
I'm gonna let the shirt go. Yeah, I'm gonna let the shirt go.
I don't care
go.
What the hell you do with
now, 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 Miss Will. That's what I'm gonna do with you. If I come in there, one more time and see you with one of my shirts on, then guess what? I'm gonna tear it off for you, and I'm beat your at your store.
Tell you what, you bring your bad down here. Come on down here. It ain't a thing in a drugstore gonna kill you quick and I will about coming here trying to bother me about a shirt.
Well, you need to quit wearing people's stuff then.
I ain't gotta wear no number clothes, boy. So,
but that's what you're doing. You up in there, you got on my shirt and got my boy pants on.
I tell you what, let me tell you something. Before I open this cleaner, I'm from the penitentiary. And when you call somebody a lie, you better back it up.
I'm going to come up in there.
This ain't where
look,
man.
You keep wearing everybody's clothes in there.
Let me tell you something. I'm telling you what God love, man. I'm telling you the truth. If you come up here with some you need to call your mama and let her know it's going to be some snot slinging and flower bringing. Because just like that shirt you say you missing, you going to be missing too. You come up here bothering about a shirt.
You're going to get your butt beat if I keep finding out you wearing people's stuff. Look at Wilson. Don't get your butt beat up on you hear me?
I tell you what, you need to get off my phone. Boy, this baby, this coming out and I'm wearing his shirt.
You is wearing my shirt, and you wearing my friend's pants.
Man, look, Donnie McClurkin, Donnie, whoever you are, I don't know who Donnie you are, but don't call here no more, man. I don't even want your business, man. You don't even have to, don't bring your shirt. As a matter of fact, what's your last? I'm going to look your smile up. Any day, any money you don't spend, I'm going to give it back to you. I don't need your money either, man. I don't need this.
I got one more thing to say to you as you listening to me.
What?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't got a thing to say to me.
I do have something I need to say to you. You're thieving, shirt wearing. I do have something I need to say to you.
What?
You listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Who?
Hey, Mr. Wills, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank phone call you.
Boy, say, bro, you can't. Hey, we're in a reception. You can't call nobody talking to him like that, man. Boy, y'all some food, man. Boy, I'm going to have to go somewhere and sit down, man. I'm going to have to drink me some teaspoon of vinegar or something. Got my blood pressure. God. I knew it had to be some of my line, man, because I ain't want nobody a shirt, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. Tell me y'all got us on inside the cleaners in the morning. Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
You've been wearing my clothes. Did I hit the home run? Did
yes,
I hit it?
It's always
thank
definitely
you so kindly.
More stupid, too.
More stupid, more ignorance as it is. Greeks and Grapes. I've been telling y'all about Greeks and Grapes. Have I not? going down in Napa Valley. You do not want to miss this. This is where all my Greeks, I'm calling all my noobs, all my brothers of Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity, I'm calling the Alphas, the Qs, the Deltas, the AKAs, the Zetas, the Sigma Gamma Rho's, the Iotas, come one, come all. Greeks and Grapes, Napa Valley, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. You got Donovan Slocum. You got George Clinton, Enrique Holmes, Yolanda Adams. Man, the list goes on and on. It's going down in August. You do not want to miss it. We'll be in Napa Valley.
All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.